President Sirleaf ended the speculation this week by announcing that she intends to be a formidable candidate in Liberia's 2011 election. Junior Minister Isaac Jackson says Liberians trust her leadership.
The vast majority of people in this country are saying that Madam Sirleaf is conducting the affairs of the state properly, that today you speak of reconstruction of roads.
Jackson says supporters petitioned President Sirleaf to run again because she's best qualified to continue Liberia's reconciliation and reconstruction.
Are you saying that the president should turn down the petition because of personal agenda that you would not want to run? I think no.
A draft report from Liberia's Truth and Reconciliation Commission last year said President Sirleaf should be banned from public office for 30 years because of her early support for former rebel leader Charles Taylor. She admits to giving him money, but testified that she was misled into supporting Mr. Taylor and ended that support when she learned of the human rights abuses in his campaign against then-President Samuel Doe. While the ban on President Sirleaf was not included in the commission's final report, it is still before Parliament. Human rights activist Adama Dempster says her decision to run again undercuts the commission's work.
Bypassing the document to make declaration, we feel that it's not in support of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in the work that they have done. It should not just be overlooked and then people try to present themselves in another form.
University student William Selma says it's inappropriate for the president to announce her re-election campaign before the commission's work is complete.
She's slapped with a 30-year ban through a TRC recommendation. While this recommendation is yet to be endorsed or rejected, the president has already said that she's seeking another term of office.
Selma is also disappointed by the president breaking her promise to serve only one term.
As a leader, you have to be someone of the word. She said she wouldn't seek a second term. After getting a first term, she would turn over the mantle of leadership to a younger generation, which she would have groomed by then. That was a broken promise. Those are statements that make people not to take you serious the next time.
Opposition politician Darius Dillian has no problem with the president running again and says it's time for her opponents to stand up to the challenge.
It is her right to contest again. Her being in a race has brought even more of added value and flavor. It should be taken seriously so that if we call ourselves opposition and wanting to take state power, we should meet the challenge.
In announcing her plans for re-election, President Sirleaf did not mention the commission's proposed ban. She did say not everyone agrees with its findings, but the body has made important recommendations. The president says there must be a conscious national determination to move ahead cautiously and strategically in acting on its recommendations. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.